Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Closer to Heaven. This musical, a collaboration between writer Jonathan Harvey and the Pet Shop Boys, premiered at the Arts Theatre 14 years ago. At that time, it received a mixed reception, and unfortunately, I have to report it's not improved with age. To their credit, this isn't a jukebox musical that's just cashing in on the hits. Apart from a couple of songs, all the music was especially written for the show, and generally it's pretty good, a mix of disco beats and potent ballads. The problem lies with Harvey's book, which is frankly a shambolic mess. Closer to Heaven tells the story of Straight Dave, played here by newcomer Jared Thompson, a Catholic boy straight off the boat from Ireland, who quickly becomes sucked into the hedonistic world of London's clubland and all its bad habits. When he's employed as a dancer, he's spotted by a feisty young woman, Shell, played by Amy Matthews, and quickly ends up in the clutches of shady impresario Bob, who sees him as part of a new boy band. Throw into that mix a romance between Shell and Dave, Shell being reunited after many years with her father who runs the club, dodgy dealings with a young drug dealer, and various romantic machinations, and it all becomes so cliched. Character and story development are virtually nil. The subplot involving the reunited father and daughter is dealt with in a couple of lines, and Harvey can't make up his mind if Dave is a boy full of the cocky bravado like when we first meet him, or a naive young thing sucked into this tacky world. The cast does its best with this uneven script, but they're fighting a losing battle, with words that sound empty and storylines that simply don't go anywhere. Katie Mellor hams it up deliciously as Billy Trix, a nightclub singer who's been around the block more than a few times and seen it all, and Ken Christensen is powerfully threatening as Bob, but other characters are so thinly drawn as to be almost transparent. Director Gene David Kirk paints it all in a suitably lurid style, and the score contains a couple of notable songs, in particular the title number and the haunting Vampire. The only ones who come out of it with any credit are choreographer Philip Joel and his dancers, whose routines to the pulsating disco beats give the show some much-needed energy. The Union Theatre has in recent years acquired a well-deserved reputation as the home of top-quality musical revivals, but sadly, with Closer to Heaven, they've rather stumbled. Closer to Heaven continues at the Union, which is close to Southwark Tube Station, until the 23rd of May. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.